spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
I'm recording.
I'm recording.
Yeah.
This is...
Yeah.
Wild. So I'm like, I very much like do not know what to do right now. I really, really...
So let's explain real quickly.
And
yeah.
So I'm in Oklahoma. I'm in Norman, Oklahoma. So I left yesterday and drove 8 hours here, which is my fucking full max in the car. Like, I've talked to people at home, they're like, just fucking drive straight through. I can't do that. Like, that's, for me, that is dangerous. I will die. And just talking to people yesterday on the drive, like, it's just, I don't know. I'm getting so many conflicting, like, there's people that are like, just get here. And then other people are like, I love you. I really think you need to turn around. Like, I know for your mental health, this would be the best move, but like, I think you need to turn around.
Yeah, like for your mental health. Mentally, you'll feel great. Physically, you might die.
I mean, like, they just, like, this is like every, they just closed every fucking bar and restaurant and gym and everything in Los Angeles.
Yeah. I think they're going to do so. For people, if you're just tuning in and you don't know what the fuck is going on, we're recording this episode on Monday. Or if you're, or you're back in the archives and you're where in the future and you're like, listening to this and you're
coronavirus there, in the bunker that you all, we all have to live in.
Right. So if we're all in the same bunker, it is coronavirus season is upon us. It's, what is it? The 16th. It's Monday, March 16th. And we're recording this. Megan left St. Louis to drive to LA
yesterday, yeah. Sunday.
Okay. So I mean, this is fucking crazy.
It's like, if I get stuck out there, like, where am I? Like, you know, I have friends that are like, don't worry about it. Like, you could stay with me. Like, if we get, which totally cool, but like, and I know this whole burden thing, but like, for real, like, outside of that shit, like, I don't want to have to be stuck in somebody's like one bedroom apartment for 2 weeks with their boyfriend.
Right.
I mean, I have a friend that was like, just drive out. And then she's got an aunt in Arizona. And she was like, if shit really hits the fan, she already told me to drive out there. And we can meet there. It's just like, I mean, I'm still at best 2 days away.
Yeah.
And a lot can happen in 2 days.
I know. Well, even yesterday, like there, I mean, well, I noticed here in New York, because at first people were like going, you would see people were still out. But yesterday walking through, like I sent you pictures. Because, and I'm in a weird, like in a, even I felt like a fucking asshole walking down the street. Because the streets are so empty. I walk through Central Park because I'm trying to, like, I was like, well, I want to exercise so I don't lose my fucking mind. And so, and then I was leaving this apartment to walk back. I'm house sitting for someone right now, which is cool, but also weird because now I'm like, so if we go on like full lockdown, like Italy, I could tell the cops, like, here's my hall pass. I'm house sitting until this date. Like, I have to take care of an animal. You know what I mean? Like, so that's why I'm going back and forth between two places, but it's like, fucking wild. I walked through Central Park. I took a bunch of pictures and videos.
I know. You sent me videos.
Empty. And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful, like, 58 degree sunny Sunday at 6 o'clock. Nobody was in the park.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. I really don't know. Like, cause I'm like, if I do today, I'd be driving to Albuquerque, which is 8 hours. And then it's like, what if I get to Albuquerque and the same thing happened yesterday when I got here, when like all the bars are shut down. I have a friend who's like, they're like, there's rumblings they're going to shut down LA County. Like, lock down LA County.
Yeah.
And like, if they do that, Orange County will be right behind them.
Well, right. That's, I was looking at, because when I saw on all the stuff where they're just like locked down New York City, because people are going, it's, and what's crazy is it's these people, and I've been seeing this on like Jesse Case, who's a very funny comic who lives in Nashville now, posted something, and there was some like some bar in Nashville tweeted, and there were just like a bunch of people like packed in this cowboy bar, and they were like, Nashville's undefeated, fuck the coronavirus. And it's like, it's not, we're not like fighting against like our, this is not like terrorists attacking our freedom. You guys are fucking dumb.
That's like here. I mean, I met Eli at a bar yesterday, and it wasn't packed. Like, we sat at a booth. But I mean, the vibe here very much is like business as usual.
Yeah.
Which is going to change. Because it's going to be everywhere.
Right. It's this weird.
Just like cool trends, the big cities get them first.
Yep.
And then they go the rest of the country. Well, the big trend this year is illness.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what to do.
I can't believe the middle of the country. What a bunch of fucking nerds. They're listening to 311 wearing shark tooth necklaces. They're like leaving their homes. It's like, oh, yeah, what a
fucking
bunch of,
get with it.
Gross. You don't wash your hands 72 times a day, you fucking nerd. Oh, I'm sorry. You touch shoulders with somebody? You don't social distance. Yesterday when I was walking down the street, there was this woman, and I walked into Duane Reade because I had to go get allergy pills. And so I walked into Duane Reade and I go on, and there was like, it was empty. And I'm aware, like even crossing the street, I'm just like, don't fucking be, just be kind of far away from people.
Well, fucking, I don't know if you saw it, but you know Emma Willman.
Yeah.
She posted, I guess she's in LA right now. She posted Hollywood Boulevard. Like, she was like, no one is social distancing. Like, it just looked like regular-ass Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. No, that's the thing is, because part of me, and this is me being responsible. So, well, part of me, I was like, ooh, because I was walking downtown along 6th Avenue, and I was like, oh, I'm like, I bet Broadway is creepy because all the shows are closed in Times Square. I'm like, I bet that's creepy. And I almost walked down into Times Square and through the Broadway district, but then I was like, okay. To get a good picture of like, ooh, there are not a lot of people, but that's if there are people out, that's where they're gonna be. So I was a response. I really was fucking proud of myself because I wanted to go and I was like, just stay on the street where there's nobody here. Don't be a fucking asshole. But it's a weird, it's weird because you don't like, even in your situation, like part of it's like, well, I can't be afraid to live my life, but it's like, well, wait, this is not like post 9/11. This is. A virus.
Yeah, and my thing is, it's not even like a fear of the virus. It's like a very real like fear of the logistics now.
Yeah.
Of even so much as getting into California.
Right.
Like I'm debating maybe staying here one more day and seeing what happens today.
Yeah.
I'm debating just driving to Preston's parents' lake house and call him and tell him to meet me there.
I think that's the best idea.
I mean, I don't like truly. I want to, and it's kind of nice. Like, there might be some options available to me if I get out there, like if this goes on lockdown, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I do not know what to do right now.
I think
it's very scary.
I would vote for. Shit, because you know what? And it's like, yeah, it's different like a couple weeks ago. Because even fucking yesterday when we were talking, we're like, just fucking go for it. This is great. When you were leaving, yeah. We're like, you live your life. This is going to be a great movie. But now it's like, well, wait a minute. You might have to, I mean, like, it's like our fucking analogy from a couple months ago on the Patreon. We're so fucking smart. But you might have to turn back around, like, as much as like
quite literally.
Yeah. Yeah. You literally have to turn back, go the wrong way.
I mean, cause like,
yeah,
my concern is what happens. I get to Albuquerque tonight and that's still like 11 hours to LA.
Yeah.
So like what, like, and then I'm now fucking 16 hours from St. Louis.
Yeah, I would stay where you. I would stay where you are in Oklahoma, one more day. Like, if you still aren't sure, but I mean, if we're being honest, like, I don't think that in 24 hours, if I had to take a wild guess, I would guess.
I know
in 24 hours they're not going to be like, oh, good news, overnight we fixed everything. I would imagine that.
I know. Well, but like that's also the thing. Like, so do I just go and risk it? Because it's like if I stay, like delaying any further, like things are just going to get gnarlier.
Right.
I just think the and they're doing shit fast.
Yeah.
That's what's concerning is I'm driving. So like if Garcetti does it, like he announced yesterday and it went into effect at midnight. Like all the bars and restaurants closing.
Yeah.
So that happened in a matter of hours from when he said something publicly to it happening. So like if they start shutting down streets and shit, like.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to be like a till Friday situation at this point.
No.
I don't know what to do.
This is. Man, if only we were listeners of our own podcast, we could ask us and we would probably have the right answer.
We would, but yeah, for other people, we know the right answers. For us, not so much.
I mean, dude, I don't know, like, shit.
Well, I really don't know what to do.
I think, if I'm being honest, and I know you know I would, it pains me to say this, but I think the move might be, I mean, I would stay with Eli one more day just to, like, have some fucking peace and quiet.
Yeah.
And then I think the move might be to go back
to the lake house.
Go to the lake house and then hide in a closet. And when they show up, just murder everybody as they walk in. I think that's the solution. And then blame it on coronavirus, Megan.
Yeah. Well, and that's like fucking yesterday. I was like texting with Preston when I got here because he was like, please let me know when you get there safe. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not an asshole. Like, you know, the plan was to kind of like, have a bit of distance between us over this time, but like I'm driving cross country. I'm not going to be like, fuck you. And have him be like, are you dead? Are you, what's happening?
And you're like blocked.
And I was like, I really don't know what to do. Like Tim saying like the county might shut down. Other people are like, it's fine. Get over here. Like I talked to Kyla yesterday, my old building manager. And she was like, she's like, you still have California plates. Your fucking driver's license literally has this address on it.
Right.
So she's like, what are they going to do? Not let you come home? She's like, tell them you have a fucking cat you have to get, you know, whatever. Which like, yeah, that's true. But when I'm talking, because I was like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like Tim's telling me one thing and it's kind of freaking me out. And she said I was driving here. This was probably at like 3 or 4 yesterday. She was like, I mean, everything's kind of normal here. Like, Birds is still open, La Poubelle's open, like, all the bars in Franklin. And then that changed very quickly.
Right.
So, like, because she was like, they're not going to shut down. They're not going to shut. And it's like, well, they are. And now we're just delivery and to go. But, like, I think that's going to change.
The delivery and to go thing, because, like, I get it, but also, like, it's still, and it's, I guess I understand that they're trying to like lessen and like flatten the curve or whatever they're saying, but like, it still is like somebody touching your stuff, being food being prepared in a place that you have not personally sanitized. And as we've talked about on the show, and literally anyone who's ever talked about restaurants ever since the restaurants began, they're not the cleanest places in the world, you know?
No.
So,
yeah, I mean, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think staying here another day is dangerous in that, like, shit could change by a day. But I also, I mean, I don't know. Because fucking things were happening a little slowly before. We're like, we're taking this precaution, like school districts closed and then in California and then, you know, a few days later they did this bar restaurant thing. Like New York, that basically all happened in one day.
Yeah.
So like, that's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah. Well,
sorry guys, this is not, sorry, we're not really yucking it up like we usually do, but.
Yeah,
but there's a goddamn pandemic and I need to make some decisions.
Right. And like, even stuff like, I mean, I, and like, but even like, I mean, yeah, you got to figure out what you're doing. I got to figure out how I'm going to pay, like, as far as, like, rent. You know what I mean? It's like, we have, but it's just, like, it's a little bit stressful because there's fucking nothing. So we're going to be real active on the Patreon. So just heads
I mean,
up.
The stock market's crashed also.
Yeah. Everything's
officially.
Fucked.
So like, everything's fucked.
Yeah. So we get that no one's got a lot of money to throw around, and we get that. If you're on the Patreon, we're going to be putting a lot of extra stuff on there. So, you know.
Also, because we have nowhere to go and nothing to do.
That is correct. And, you know, something else. And we'll put this on the Patreon. But, oh, this I was going to tell you. So this thing whereby I'm going to do a trial run tonight, which if you're listening to this, it already happened. And it was great. Because... the thing, not only with, like, financially is everyone fucked, but, like, with the quarantine, it's, like, it leads to, like, depression big time. It's, like, a depressive, you're behaving like a depressed person when you're in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun for, like, a day or two, but people are, like, losing their minds. And as someone who likes to sit in their apartment and be alone and be weird, it does not really, truly does not bother me that much. I kind of like that everyone else is, I'm like, yeah, fucking get into it. Talk to yourself. Love it. And then the best word is wait till your reflection talks back. But like when you're not looking, so it's a surprise. But we're going to do like group chats and things like that. I found this conference thing. So we'll, so we can set up little things. Just try to have some kind of a fucking schedule during your day, which we can talk about next week once we figure out where Megan's going to live. And then once we figure out where... because first we got to figure out where you're going to be quarantined, essentially. You're figuring out, like, where do you want to be stuck for a month?
Literally.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's my... like, it's going to happen. Things are going to be closed for 8 weeks now. They're saying 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Not four. Well, that's 2 months.
Yeah.
Because I'm a math
Look,
guy.
I'm a math.
It's me, math guy. I'm a math. It's me, a number.
Listen, guy, I'm a math. And let me tell you this.
I may not be a doctor, but I am a math.
So listen up, guy.
Because that's kind of what you sound like.
Yeah. 8 weeks is 2 months, okay? And that's not for nothing. 8 weeks is 2 months. Just
like... oh, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
Well, my buddy's in Spain right now. My old neighbor who you met.
Fuck.
The big bald guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's like Kylo is like fucking text Valar. I'm sure if you're stuck here, he'd be like, stay in my apartment.
Yeah, because he can't leave Spain now, right? He's stuck in Spain.
Spain's closed.
How bananas is it that countries are closed?
Closed.
Like Italy's closed.
I know. Yeah, he posted a story. They were in the south of Spain, and he's got family there.
Okay.
So they were at like a resort in the south of Spain, and they fucking booked it out of there. He took video of like the resort, like the pool. There's nobody out. And so him and his fiance got in a car, and drove straight through. And he said at the end of the video, like he was like, I can't really see right now. My vision's all weird. Like that was not safe. But he was like recording the drive, which I won't do for this drive. I just think it's dangerous. Personally, I won't do it. I know lots of people do it. I don't like doing it. But there was no one on the roads. Like he recorded like a shit ton of videos of driving this like 12 hours literally across the country. And there was one car. Wait, this is where I'm getting like, I think I'm doing something really stupid.
Yeah.
If this was even 2 weeks ago or a week ago, you know, I would, like, Rick kept telling me I should have left a week ago. But I was like, oh, I have to work. I mean, this is just like, I think this is happening.
Yeah, I think it's probably best at this point to, and the more I've been like listening to like, not when I say listening, I'm not like going on social media and reading like, you know,
hilarious memes about coronavirus.
Yeah. Or like, very wealthy, celebrities posting things being like, if you go outside, you're a fucking piece of shit and kill yourself, but also buy a gift card to a steakhouse and give everybody a tip or whatever the fuck. I'm like, this is so like, not that. And not like little memes with like pictures of matchbooks, which I get. And that's a very nice visual for people that don't understand the basic concept of like passing something on to someone. I don't, I mean, like the idea of social distancing.
Well, and like I know people like that are like in Baja, California right now, like just on vacation.
Yeah, I know people that are, I know someone that I believe is going to Mexico today, which I don't know if that's going to even work out. I know. It's fucking crazy. It's bananas.
Like, this is where I'm like, what's the level? Because it's not the median. Like, the fucking, like, CDC.
Right.
Like, places where, like, their job is to not incite panic.
Mm-hmm.
When shit like this happens are being like, take this really seriously. Like, basically, like, we're not fucking around this time, guys. Like, this is not a joke.
Right. And we've talked about this privately, and a lot of times, like, with being my parents being cops, I don't bring it up on, like, the podcast, but we've talked about this off the because we don't really, look, I know we joke about, like, being doctors and that we know everything, but we really don't, so we're really trying to not be fucking monsters about this stuff. But that's when there was a flip. When, at first, the media was panicking and making a big deal. That's when everyone was like, this is bullshit, and they're trying to cover something up, like an Epstein thing, and it's fucking, this is nonsense. And then when the media got calm, because now you notice, turn on the news, the media is not really being crazy. They're like, hey, no. So we have these cases and on the U.S., but it's like the U.S. is not running a bunch of tests. The U.S. is not testing to keep the numbers low, to keep everybody fucking calm, because
yep.
It's way worse then they want us to know, and they're trying to keep us calm. It's the same way that, like, because growing up, I've talked about this on the show, but my parents, they're all retired now, but they're police officers. And my mom was the watch commander at Century Station, which is like Watts and Compton and those areas. Now, not the best areas, a lot of crime. And I grew up and lived in East LA for a few years when I was a kid. So we would be out playing, and there would just be gunfire in the middle of the day, and we'd have to run inside. So I lived in that environment for a little bit. When my parents got divorced, and then we were living in like upper middle class white Orange County. I remember in high school, my friends who grew up upper middle class white, never, you know, lived near close to an inner city, watching the news, and there would be a thing about like, oh, another, there was, you know, two black men were killed in a gang shootout in Watts. And I remember my friend's parents, there would be one story about one shooting, and my friend's parents were like, oh, the media, they're just trying to make, they're so racist. They make it look like there's so much crime. And I remember being like, my mom works there. And I remember one specific time, it was this one thing sticks out of my head. She was driving into work to start a shift at 6 o'clock at night. And on her way in, there was like a kid, a 12-year-old kid was shot on his bike on the way from school for no reason other than just a random gang initiation. And I remember, so like, I knew the real story was there was a lot of shit going down that they were just like, fucking shut up. Because if we knew how much crime was going on, like exactly. People would not leave their house. And that's what this feels like with the news is like where they tell one story. They're like, oh, one person has coronavirus and here's their story. Anyway, what are we doing for Easter? Like,
yeah. No, it very much feels like, not they're trying to downplay it, but they're like trying to downplay it. Like they're just so people don't freak the fuck out. And that is the problem with the whole testing thing. And I know we made a lot of jokes about this over the last couple weeks and predictions that like at the time we made them for the most part were like half jokes, but we were pretty much right about everything. Like my timeline about New York shutting down was a little off by literally a couple of days.
Yeah.
Like, this is very serious. People need to take this very serious. And that is why at this point I'm like, what should I do? But then at the same time, that was Preston when I was texting him being like, you know, Tim saying this, like, I'm thinking maybe I'm doing, like, this is not smart.
What did he say?
I think you're overthinking it.
Shut the fuck up.
I showed Eli the because I haven't seen Eli, who maybe will wake up and get on mic, who's a sweet little angel of a man, known him many, many years. And, you know, we were talking about things in our life and what's been going on with us. And we were talking about certain things, and I showed him that exchange, and he got very, very pissed off.
You know what I almost did instinctually? I almost shut off my mic and just talked to you directly to be like, we need to fucking pause this. Well, we'll talk about this on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Or just...
Is that not crazy?
So his response was truly, I think you're overthinking this.
This is... Here. Fuck it. It's the end of the world, baby.
Dude.
Hold
on. Are you fucking serious?
How's the drive going? Just got here. Shit, you made good time. There's not many people on the roads. Tim thinks I should turn around, but other people don't. I don't know what to do. Tim said he's heard rumblings of LA County shutting down. Phoebe said she has places for me to stay if it comes to it in Arizona and New Mexico. I think you're fine. Here in Norman, it seems like it's business as usual. Kyla, a potential place to stay. So I could stay there if need be. I mean, I still have California plates and licenses. I think you're overthinking things.
Okay.
That was the exchange. And what? Then sleep tight. I love you.
No.
Like, a couple hours later.
Okay.
How do you feel now about me driving towards the apocalypse?
Well, now it's different. It's, dude, like, what kind of a fucking weird situation are you in? Life puts you in this crazy thing where it's like,
dude,
every option, it's like, well, now I don't, because it'd be different. My first thought was like, oh, maybe you guys weren't talking. And he would be like, yes, please come. You know what I assumed you were going to tell me was that, like, he was reading the news and being like, you know what? I know with whatever, everything, please come back. Just as a friend for your safety.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just as a friend for your safety, not like, okay, I'm going to come back, but only if only if we do butt stuff. Like, that's not what this is. This is like, just.
I did that, but weirdly, that is my one condition.
Fine. Look, I'll come back and not be homeless in Albuquerque
for 2 months,
but only if you promise.
We're going to do butt stuff.
Butt stuff. Again, social distancing. So no kissing.
Nope.
It's like hooker sex. No kissing.
Yeah.
No hand holding.
Don't
just
look
butt
me in
stuff.
The eyes.
No eye
We're
contact.
Using Purell's lube.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, but this is where, like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I definitely, for like my mental health, it would be a lot better to be out there. Right. But then like, and being stuck in California for 2 months wouldn't be the worst thing. But I mean, I don't.
Well, but here's the thing. And so if we're now, like, assuming you can get there before the city. Now, the thing is, because you'll be able to get into the city. So this is like a serious, like, because you can go back. And you'll have like a residence where you at least have some sense of like, oh, I'm not putting these people out because you've been living there for a year.
Because we've been putting them out for a year, even though they do not care. In fact, I think like it, which is gross.
Yeah. But also, so you could do that where you'd be like, okay, but then you're around people that while you're out that's like, I'm trying to think of an analogy and it's not really coming to me.
Because there isn't one. Because this has never happened to anyone in the history of the world.
It's fucking crazy. Where it's like.
Also, even if I was overthinking it, this is where I'm like, also, I'm fucking not. I'm not. I think
no.
I'm perfectly thinking it. I'm perfect amount thinking it. Where right. Like, this is a very serious situation. I don't have like a family home in California. So I'd literally be like relying. And again, loads of friends have offered, like, if you move home or whatever, you have a million places to stay. I mean, Jesus Christ, Phoebe yesterday was like, you know, you could stay here. I might make you like leave all your clothes in the car before we wash them and like, you know, shuffle you directly into the shower when you get here. She has a child.
Right.
But she's like, you could stay here as long as you need to. She's also like, and I have fucking like very good friends in Arizona and New Mexico. So if shit really happens and you get stuck somewhere. But I mean, that would be very much like not cool.
Right.
Be like, hi, people I don't know. Don't worry, I brought my own garbanzo beans. But I mean, like, even.
Yeah, I brought beans and prunes. The prunes, and I know what they're high in vitamin C.
But more than oranges. So, what I'm saying. I got healthy fats and almonds. I got tuna for protein. I got beans for farts. And I have green beans just for car snacks because I like them.
Yeah.
And a bag of apples because I was like, what fruit keeps long time? What fruit keeps long time?
Oh, this fruit keeps long time.
But even if I was overthinking, even if I was, if I'm concerned, also if it really was like if I was talking to you or Rick and you're like, and I'm being like, this was like a month ago and I was thinking all this stuff and you're like, you're being fucking ridiculous. Like, calm down. You're just stressing out about your entire life.
Right.
But like the way things are going now, even if I was overthinking it, you would think you'd be like, I mean, if you feel even a little nervous or unsafe, I think you should come home.
For sure. That's people, it's like, I wasn't kind of like planning on like building a light. I mean, I do want to still build a C-Room comedy club, which we may have to have like, you know, social distancing, which is great. Cause I imagine there wouldn't be more than five people at Jammers anyway.
No. And that's because that's all we want.
Right. We just want five people and then we're going
to. It is. We swear. It's definitely. We don't want more than five people here ever.
Yeah.
Ideally, we'd only have three. We're very exclusive. It's not at all that people do not want to come here.
Yeah. It's that we're just preparing for the next pandemic. So I have been planning a life with you that way, but it hasn't been like 7 years of like, Megan, we need it. We're living together and like possibly like, let's
going
adopt.
Going to have children.
Yeah. So that's a different kind of relationship. And especially the situation the relationship's in where when it's just, I mean, and I don't want to go into it, but it's just the whole thing's fucking crazy to be like, no, I'm not. This is what's, everything's fine. Everything's fine. It's normal. We are in love. And then you're like, hey, they're shutting down the cities. I think maybe I might come back because like people are dying and they're closing shit down. Maybe I'll come back instead of like, yes, please. Thank you. Like I'm not good with feelings. I don't know how to say this to you. Like I miss you. I want you back here. And I'm sorry this is happening. Maybe this pandemic is happening to like bring us together. Like that's in your mind. You're like, this is where this conversation is going to go. But yeah. To be like, you're probably overthinking it. Just keep
Just fucking keep going. Drive faster, actually.
And I thought the only analogy that I recklessly. Thought of is like, and then you show up and I love in 2 days if you just don't say anything and you just go like, I'm at the lake house. It would be like, or you just show up at the front door with just like a half-eaten bag of prunes, just farting.
Just shit, like, covered in shit.
Yeah. What's like in that true crime stuff where people like hire a hitman and then they do like a fake hit. They hire like a hitman to be like, yeah, we'll kill your husband. And it's like a cop. And so then they like have the husband lay down and do fake blood and they show the pictures and she's like, oh, thank God. Okay, great.
No, Wendy, that's what this feels like. I feel like everyone, like they just hate me. Oh, little boy's up. Little handsome boy.
Yeah, it's weird for him to be like, good morning, Eli.
She said good morning.
It's weird. It's so fucking weird that he's not like come back, that he's like, no, just keep going. Keep going.
No, keep driving. Faster. Actually, don't go to California. Just go somewhere.
I'm sure this is a safety. Here's a safety precaution. I read it on the news here. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but when you go to get gas, when you stop, if you like...
Lick everything
and also take off your top. So just tits out, lick everything. That just increases your chances of getting rape, murder, killed.
Do you want to listen? Do you want to look? We have a surprise guest who woke up in time.
Good morning.
Do you have to speak?
Good morning.
Doesn't he have a great radio voice?
You do. I love it.
Thank you.
Like very NPR.
I know. And I like because Megan, you're out of the producer. Shot, so it's just me and Eli being like, so it feels like a really, this is going to be like dating in the future because we can't touch each other.
this is virtual podcast dating. So oh man, like, we got to jump on that.
So we're just like, good morning. So what did you?
We're talking about what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. What do you think Megan should do? Turn around and go back. What do you think?
I'm in favor of continuing on to California. I think it's a safe enough idea.
See, this is what I mean. I've got very like. Different. I don't know what to do.
Well, I was not as for California until you read that fucking text message that he sent. And now I'm like, well, I don't know what the fuck to do. Cause it's like, I wouldn't want to go back there. Cause then you're just back there. It's like, so you go to California where like the bars are closed and you may be sleeping on someone's couch, but at least you wake up. People are like, hey, we're happy to see you. We love you. We're glad you're here. Or you're like, oh, I could go to a house where there's food, but you wake up and people are just like, ugh.
I know.
I feel like it sounds like Megan needs some time and some space and some, you know, other people to hang around for a minute.
Well, that was the plan.
Yeah.
And then a pandemic happened and I'm not sure if I can. All bars and restaurants closed in LA County.
All?
All of them at midnight.
Oh, God.
See?
All right. Yeah, just go back to
see. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is like.
Yeah.
Like, when we went to bed, things were normal-ish. And then at midnight, LA time, they're like, shut it all down.
Oh, God.
See? Dude. That's like getting, it's very serious.
Yeah.
This is my concern.
Yeah. New York is shut down. New Jersey, they shut down laundromats and gyms. And probably New York, they're going to just shut fucking like everything down. I bet it's, what's today, Monday? Mm-hmm. I bet by next Monday, a week from now, New York is going to be like Italy, like it's in your fucking
full
house.
Full lockdown.
I believe they're going to try to enforce some kind of like full lockdown by next Monday. Because people are out. I was walking and like, you see, like, most people are, like, not out doing stuff, but, like, in the restaurant, dude, it's crazy. Like, steakhouses, like, really nice steakhouses, empty. But then there'd be, like, one or two people, like, sitting at the bar, and there are people, like, in their 50s. They're, like, these kind of, like, boomery-looking people who are just, like, the fucking, this is, the norovirus is fake, or whatever they're calling it.
Wendy can't seem to get a handle on the name of the disease.
They're just like, sucks to you and your asthma. And it is moving.
What?
Excuse me? Oh, I'm sorry. It's
what
SARS.
What did you just call me?
Yeah, you fucking, you heard me, you asthma. Like, it's wild. And this was, either people are like being really far away from each other or they're just like, fucking, I'm not scared of this shit. You don't scare me. And it's like.
Again, dude, it's literally the fucking John Oliver thing. Like, there's a middle ground here, guys. Don't drink bleach and don't lick Subways.
People are politicizing
sandwiches
it.
Or public transportation.
Yeah.
Just like fucking wash your hands. Don't go to a rave. Like, just fucking be a little smart. I mean, things are normal here.
Yeah, you guys don't feel anything there? There's not, people aren't like freaking out about it there?
Well, there's definitely people concerned. I mean, I work at a restaurant, and it's gotten slow. And one of my co-managers of the restaurant refuses to come to work, so I have to work like all, you know, half of her shifts because there's only three of us. So the other of the three of us has to, and I have to split this person's shifts. Other than that, I don't know anybody that's freaking out.
Yeah. See, yeah, just this one dumb bitch.
Well. But the good thing is, so you're making extra money right now, correct?
Exactly.
Well, that's good because this bitch is going to feel real fucking stupid because when as everything moves in, like we were talking about, you guys catch the trends later, she's going to feel like a stupid asshole because when your shit gets shut down in a month in the middle of the country, you're going to be the only one that has extra money. And she's
fucked. She's going to come crawling me for help.
On her hands and knees. On her hands and knees asking you for tuna and toilet paper.
The only two things anyone needs to survive, apparently, in this day and age. What?
Also, hot tip. I went to literally any store that's not Trader Joe's. They have tons of stuff. So just a hot tip for anybody.
Yeah. It's very strange. People are like treating Trader Joe's like it's the only place with food. Like, I get they do have excellent choices when it comes to, like, ready-to-eat options, both and frozen and, like, shelf-stable.
Right.
But.
And great prices. Like, you cannot beat their prices. I will say that.
Pussy Fart Gang, sponsored by Trader Joe's. We're going to get a cease and desist for saying that. But, like, I went to Target. Jesus Christ. I went to Target and fucking, there's, like, loads of stuff at Target. This was on Friday in St. Louis. Like, they have no, there's no medicine. I bought the last DayQuil and NyQuil just because I usually get sick this time of year anyways.
Hell yeah.
But I'm not joking when I bought the last of each. Like, people are clearing places out of medicine. It's crazy.
See, that's smart, I think. The toilet paper thing, I get. But it's like anything. It's just like one person does it and acts crazy about it. And so then we all start. Because even though everyone that's doing it, they know, like, they shouldn't be doing this. But you're like, well, but if everyone else is going to buy it all, then I have to get there before it's gone. And so then you just have this, like, fucking
people are buying toilet paper like they're eating it.
I know.
Or they think that this gives you terribly violent, aggressive diarrhea that never stops.
I know.
Which, in that case, get some wet wipes, guys. Your asshole's going to get real tender if you're just using toilet paper.
Yeah, that's the other thing. And as, look, let us...
Take it from me.
Yeah, look, listen to your moms. If anyone knows about explosive, constant diarrhea, it's us. And boy, have I got a tip for you. If it's really that bad, you don't even really need toilet paper. You just...
Yeah, exactly.
You just kind of, like, you rinse it off in the shower. If it's, like, full liquid, it's just a little bit. And a lot of times it's clear at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a clear...
So shut the fuck up.
It almost acts as a lube, you know, in case...
And then we're back to butt stuff.
Right, which is, again...
Oh, nothing like losing... Losing? Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck it. I'm not even going to finish the thought. I don't know what to do. I don't know. So we were talking. I don't know if I should stay here for one more day and see what happens and then decide if I should drive. Because the bars and restaurants closing happened so fast that I'm really scared if they shut. Like, it would be where literally, like, I'd be... still 10 hours from California, but now fucking 16 hours from St. Louis. And they're like, we're shutting down LA County. Like, we're going on lockdown. Yeah. And, like, this goes into effect in 4 hours.
Yeah.
So, like, get to your homes.
Because that's the issue. Because what's happening is there, even like 2 weeks ago, well, that's even the reason that I am in the situation I am in where I'm house sitting and watching an animal for a little bit of time is because I had my friend who's here working on Broadway. Broadway got fucking shut down. And so it was like, okay, well then, and then it was like, okay, well then, like, oh, maybe like go to LA. And this person lives in London. And it was like within, I mean, we had plans to like do other stuff.
That was like a 12-hour period.
Oh, it was within 12 hours of, because my family lives in LA, and I'm like, he's like, well, I have to go to LA for work. And I'm like, all my gigs are canceled because no one's going to shows. All his shit is canceled. So we're like, well, let's fucking go to LA. I'll go see my family and he can work. And then after that, you know, he'll go. And like within 12 hours, everything changed. And it was like, I have to get on a plane now because they're locking the fucking borders. They're like putting, like, so everything's happening right now. And the other thing is they're looking at, like, it seems like every 2 days, the news reports it's a longer incubation period, which is why they keep extending shit to now, like, okay, well, now things are going to, because at first it was like 2 weeks.
They're saying 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, first they were saying 14 days. Now, no, they're saying bars, restaurants closed for 2 months.
Because it was 2 weeks, this was on Thursday. Yeah. On Thursday last week in New York, people were like, we're going to shut everything.
Everything was 14 days.
Yeah, they were like, 14 days, it'll clear out. But now, as they're realizing, like, oh, wait, people are getting infected and the incubation period is as long as 14 days before you even have symptoms, they're like, oh, people are just getting everybody sick without knowing it. It's like HPV. Yeah. That's why everybody fucking probably has it. Like, honestly.
No, I think that probably at this point, 40% of the country has it.
For sure.
And just has no fucking idea.
Yeah.
Like, which is insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, like 2 months, because now, like, being stuck in LA for 2 months, not the worst thing, but also, like, what's going to happen? Like, people are going to lose their motherfucking minds.
I know. I've honestly, and something that I did think about, if I'm being fully, like, because I was like, I'm going to try to write it out and stay here in New York and write it out. But I have thought about, because if I'm not going to be working at clubs, this is something that I'm going to make my parents today, is like, because my dad lives kind of close to LA, but his wife is and I know she doesn't listen, but like she's crazy. She's a hoarder and I'm not allowed in her house because she has like weird puzzles from the 70s that like are taking up all the bedrooms and newspapers. But
I mean, those are more important than you as a human person.
For sure. For sure.
Like I'm you're kind of being a bitch to even bring it up.
I know.
Honestly.
What's more fun? An old puzzle that's going to fall apart or me talking about how puzzles are in my bedroom? You know what I mean? It's like, boring. We get it.
Obviously, the puzzle's far more interesting.
But I was like, but it is a weird thing because, yeah, I thought about that too with cities. I'm like, people are going to start losing, like revolting because LA and New York specifically, there's such a disparity in wealth that the only people that are going to be able to survive. Because even like if you're in LA for 2 weeks, like we're talking about, if it was business as usual and you would just be like, oh, I'll just go get a job at a fucking restaurant. But like, no, you can't. You can't leave your house. So like,
yeah, I mean, that's the like, and yeah, I have options, but like, I think this is going to turn into 2 months.
Yeah.
Like 100%, this is going to turn into a 2 month lockdown. And I think this shit's happening this week.
Yeah.
Cause and on, you know what it is? The reason they're going to have to do it and like actually strictly enforce it is because people are fucking dumb cunts and nobody's just staying at home.
Yeah.
People are having parties. Like you said, that thing in Nashville, like people are like treating this as like a weird vacation thing.
Yeah.
Like fucking Emma's posting that shit on Hollywood Boulevard. People are not listening. And like they've tried to explain it a million times where it's like, if you do stay inside and just go out, you still go out and get groceries and gas and whatever, like regular things, but like don't go to bars, don't just be in big groups. They're also now, California for the next 2 months wants to limit gatherings to less than 50 people.
I read that.
Less than 50 people.
Yeah.
From 250 to 50. That's going to also go down. And I think that going down is you're fucking locked down in your house. Nobody leave their house.
That's the thing is even with like the herpes and HPV, and it's like a fucking hacky joke that every comic says on stage, but it's like one out of three people has fucking herpes and HPV. And it's like, you know, but it's like those are the statistics because either people, and this is like, because either people, Jesus Christ, that was a bird that flew into the window. Holy fucking fuck.
This is the end of the world. If that's not a weird end of the world thing, I don't know what is.
And you know what else? You want to talk about social distancing with birds? I saw two birds yesterday. The people were very far away from each other. Two aggressive birds, like one, like almost clipped a woman and this old lady. And there were a lot of old people walking around yesterday. And I was like, these people have death wishes for sure. They're like, okay, suicide by SARS.
Yeah.
They're just like
it's
walking
not
around.
SARS.
They're just like, ooh, I tripped and I fell into this pole and my hands were holding my walker, so I had to use my tongue to hold myself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
People are just like
what?
These old people are just, they're like, Social Security's fucked. My body's aching.
It's like when someone quits smoking and they're like, oh, just blow it. Like, can you just blow it on me? Will you just blow it on me? It's just a bunch of old people running up to people coughing and like jumping in front of the cough. Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to make phone calls. I think I should stay here today.
I think you should stay and then kind of make a plan. And I honestly, see what the fuck happens in 24 hours.
I know.
And that's something that I didn't think about until we started talking about this. But in the next week, I'm like, I got to figure out, do I want to stay in New York for 2 months if it's locked down? Because LA is at least spread out enough. New York is a place that realistically, if there was going to be some kind of a crazy fucking riot.
Yeah. And how would you get to California? Drive?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, if they shut down all air travel.
Mm-hmm. Which I feel like that's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to do it. It's just whether it's a week or two weeks away.
Yeah.
This is wild.
I guess that answers my question. Then
we're like
I'm not
a couple of fat guys that sell supplements.
I know. I'm gonna do
just a couple of regular Joe Rogans over here.
I know. Now get a load of this. So I'm in this apartment and it's really nice, but only for like 10 more days, and then the lease is up because it was a short term lease. So if you think I'm not shooting a bunch of weird shit in here, you're wrong. I mean, we have to do something.
Yeah. I mean, right now what I have to do is figure out what the fuck I'm going to do with my life.
I mean, it's a
this is the other thing. Truly, ideally, if, like, things were significantly different right now in my relationship, the best place in the world to go is that lake house.
I know. Honestly, I would just go there and just not fucking say anything. Go to that gas station where the people were smoking cigarettes inside, where the guy was like on meth smoking cigarettes while he was trying to like see if he wanted a Diet Coke or a Coke Zero.
But I don't have the keys.
Fuck!
So Press don't have to meet me there. I don't know, guys.
Maybe this would be your romance movie. You'd be like, I want to go to the lake house, but I don't have the keys. And you'll be like, honey, meet me in Uranus. You guys, I think it's beautiful. You guys should meet in Uranus.
There's a place called Uranus, Missouri.
Oh.
Honey, just
it's truly me and Wendy's favorite place on the planet.
Drop off. Babe, listen, I know we've been fighting a lot, but I think this would work out. Let's just give me, drop off the keys in Uranus. Excuse me?
Yeah, excuse me? Just drop the keys off in Uranus.
Oh, I'm sorry, my anus. I'm so sorry. What? It just devolves. That's the best thing about that city. Oh, you guys should both go to Uranus, now that I'm thinking about it. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I mean it in a nice way.
Oh, you'd never mean it in a derogatory way. Not about Uranus.
That's actually where you would want to be during the apocalypse.
Uranus?
Uh-huh.
You just Wendy made a very excited face when she agreed to that.
It's the dumbest, best joke.
It's the best. Well, and okay, guys, you haven't heard about this in a while, and I'm sure you love it as much as we do. So, Eli, when you get there, everyone that works there is required to say "Welcome to Uranus," and then they sell fudge.
Oh my god!
And so when you buy fudge, they ask, how do you want the fudge packed in Uranus?
Yeah, that's real.
That's real, true business practices. Someone has to, when you get hired there, there is an employee handbook that you are handed, and part of the employee handbook states, you must say this when people, and the kid, when Wendy bought fudge, it was so chef's kiss perfect. It was like a teenager who clearly had to say this about 50 times already that day and wanted to kill himself. So he doesn't even make eye contact and just goes, how do you want the fudge packed in Uranus? Like, so upset. But, like, for us, it's the first time we've heard it, so we've been very excited about it.
Well, and it's a bummer
which
because
I think bothered him more.
As anyone knows, like, if you're going to have fudge packed in your anus, the person doing the packing has to be super into it. You know, you can't be, like, halfway into it because it's not going to go in. You know what I mean?
I also love that you are really leaning into your anus, not Uranus.
You're possessed. Really,
you're going hard on the anus.
You know, like, everyone knows, when I get fudge packed in my asshole, I'm sorry, what's the dog's name?
My asshole. No, I think it's Uranus. Like the Whatever. Planet? No, it's called my fucking gaping asshole. What a weird name for a town. What an oddly specific weird name for a
my
town.
My gaping, leaking asshole. Is that
Yeah, I don't even need toilet paper. It's coming out clear now.
Oh my god. But yeah, you guys should both go there.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I need to figure out. I'm like need to make phone calls.
Yeah.
And figure out what the fuck is happening.
Who are you going to stay with in Los Angeles?
Well, that's the thing. Everything's like that's what we were talking about is this isn't a regular like yeah, oh my god, you totally stay with Crash. Like this is like what happens if I'm crashing at someone's house and it's like full lockdown in 12 hours. Like it's like for 2 months.
Yeah.
Like I don't have like family or I have friends, but I don't have a family home to go to. I don't know. I'm literally stressed.
Stay with Jane.
I've already thought about that.
It's a lake house.
It is a lake house.
Who is this person? I trust him.
Remember my friend Andrew I told you used to jerk off in cars?
Yes.
His mom.
Hell yeah. You go to stay. My parents, my mom and stepdad, then Summerlin. They have a big fucking house. And O.J. Simpson is their neighbor, so you can hang out with O.J. They have,
so it's safe.
Yeah,
so it's safe.
So it's a good safe place.
He hasn't killed a white woman in over 30 years. Yeah, so, I mean.
Not that we know of, wink. It's a big.
Oh, wink.
They live on a golf course. You can hide a lot of things there.
Specifically, white women's bodies.
Yeah. They're so thin. They just soak up into the ground.
It's, well, people confuse them for golf clubs. So they're exactly. Just like.
Yeah, I mean, so. Yeah, that's the issue is like where
there's two. It's just I just think there's two. I'm literally like I'm gonna spend a day making phone calls and then me and Eli can start drinking beer and just fucking look how excited he is that I just said that.
It's
my day off.
So he was gonna start drinking beer at 9:15 anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, fuck.
I know. Well, stay tuned, guys.
Yeah, stay tuned. Go on the Patreon. Look, I know we're all stressed out, and we're going to organize little... So go on Whereby. Make an account on this chat app called Whereby. I'll post a link to it, and we're going to start just because... Next week, I can't wait to see what's going to happen next week. We're going to be on lockdown fucking somewhere. It'll probably be full quarantine. And so next week, when we figure out where Megan is going to be safely...
Yeah, the next few days, Wendy, you'll get all this stuff set up. I'll be either on the phone trying to figure out what I'm doing or driving in a direction. Right. I don't know which one.
You find a bunker, and then we'll help because we've probably both been getting messages from people who are like in quarantine, and they're 3 or 4 days in, and people are like losing their fucking minds.
Yeah.
Because they don't. Cause it's like, well, it's like you, when you have a day off, you're like, oh, cool, I can fuck around and drink and hang out. And like, and that's fun to do. And when you're on a vacation, when it's 4 or 5 days, but like, I've been like working from home where I haven't had to go into a day job for like, it's been like a year and a half. The first 4 months, you just fucking drink and do drugs and eat chips and be sad.
So no, that's all our friends in LA that are on work from home right now. I think in people's heads a lot of time, they're like, oh, that'd be fucking great if I could just work from home. It's not. It's not great. It's the whole point, and Rick put this perfectly when I was he was like, I just got my apartment nice, like where it's like a nice chill spot I want to be, and now I don't want to fucking be here because he's working 8 hours a day.
Right.
So when you're done working, what do you typically want to do? Be away from the place that you're working.
Yeah. So
like, you don't want to drink at the bar you work at.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you want to get away from the place that you just had to be. And now the place you have to be is also your home.
Yeah. It's a tricky thing because you go like either then you're, and it's like if you have a big home, but like I have a studio apartment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can't, so there are like little tricks and things that I've learned that this, because it really, especially if you have a big enough home, you can like maybe work in an office area. But even that. And it's just the idea of someone telling you, like, if someone's like, hey, get up and go to work, and you're like, fuck you, and then, you like, you call out sick, then it feels like cool, and you're like, hell yeah, I'm just going to lay in bed all day. But the second the government's like, you got to fucking stay in your house, you're like, well, I was going to, but I wanted to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, now I want to, like, do activities.
Yeah, you've had a gym membership for 6 months and never gone.
Right.
But you're like, but I was going to start today. I already had the plan.
You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to go read a book outside.
Yeah.
I was going to take my laptop and go to the coffee shop and work on this
fucking
trip.
I was going to go to the museum. I was going to go to the museum.
Yeah.
You've literally never gone to the museum. Yeah, I know. That's why I was going to go today.
I was going to start doing outdoor sketches.
It's like with Preston when I'm like, are you going to do that? Yeah, I was going to do it today. It's like, oh, it's convenient that you're always going to do the thing that you were supposed to do 2 weeks ago the day I bring it up.
Right.
Weird. That's what a wild coincidence.
Yeah.
What timing I've got.
You must be
government.
Psychic.
What timing you've got, government. I had all these plans that I was finally going to do.
Yeah, I was
and
just
now
gonna...
you're shutting everything down. You're really harsh in my mouth.
And now
God,
I
you're being such a nag, government.
Oh, now I guess I sit in my apartment and just eat chips and masturbate. Put beer bottles in my asshole or whatever. People, What are people doing their days off?
Yeah, what are you doing? he only has tall boys. Hello. Hello.
Oh, that's what I'm telling you. We need to go back to Uranus. A tall boy in Uranus? Come on.
I know. Would you like a tall boy in Uranus?
Oh.
If they don't sell fucking tall boys, there's a bar there. There's a freak show. There's a giant dinosaur. There's a gift shop. They sell guns and knives. It has everything. That's where all of, right now, Eli, we're getting in the car. Wendy, steal a car. We're meeting in Uranus. It's got everything you need for the apocalypse. Fishing poles, knives, guns, fudge, beer, freak shows.
Dude.
Old London timey buses.
This is our zombie apocalypse.
Like a double-decker bus.
This is, this truly. Is the, this,
this
is.
This is what I feel where I'm like, I'm driving cross country alone during a pandemic. Like this is, and they, like, I'm also seem to be like, I really chose Eli's special lady friend yesterday. Like I mentioned, I was like, yeah, it reminds me kind of like when I was in New York for Sandy. And then I mentioned something else. And she was like, I think you, these things seem to like follow you. And I was like, you're right. It's my fault. It is my fault.
Quick side note. I do.
I'll get to California. The big earthquake will hit.
I do want to point out that I do like Eli's special lady friend because I was introduced to someone as, oh, this is so-and-so's lady friend. And I was like, I prefer whore because lady friend sounds like.
It sounds like of idiots trying to not say whore.
Right. Yeah.
Like, this is my occasional pussy. This is what? Yeah. Sir?
This is my occasional pussy.
This is the thing I fuck. What?
No, yeah.
Can you just say my name? Can you just say this is Wendy?
This is my occasional pussy. Where did you guys meet? It's a long story. It was during the apocalypse, but I met my occasional pussy in Uranus.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. It's so fun. With the pussy fart gang.